الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. In our previous class we have begun reading the 15th benefit and fruit from the fruits of faith that Shaykh Abdul Rahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he had mentioned in his beautiful and beneficial work At-Tawdih wal-Bayan li Shajarati al-Iman. And this is coming to a close now, and this benefit here is a tremendous benefit and a great fruit from the fruits of faith, and in reality a summarization of that which has preceded and a clarification of the details of that. And for the one who reflects over this benefit here, we read the beginning intro again, and I'll summarize that which we read yesterday inshallah. He says, وَمِنْهَا أَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ مَلْجَأُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي كُلِّ مَا يُلِمُّ بِهِمْ مِنْ سُرُورٍ وَحُزْنٍ وَخَوْفٍ وَأَمْنٍ وَطَاعَةٍ وَمَعْصِيَةٍ وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْأُمُورِ التي لا بد لكل أحد منها. That from the benefits and fruits of al-Iman, of sincere faith, is that it's the shelter and the place of refuge for the believers in every affair that they face, and everything that touches them and comes to them, from happiness and joy, from grief and sorrow, from fear and from safety and security, times of obedience or disobedience, and other than that from the affairs that must occur to every individual. And these issues will occur to every individual. And if we ponder and reflect over one verse and one hadith that has been mentioned a number of times in this work, we will see that this point here is a detailed explanation and interpretation and guide, yani, with regards to these two texts here. The verse is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in his book that verily those who believe and work righteous deeds, their Lord guides them by way of their faith. Their Lord guides them by way of their faith. So the faith is a means for guidance. And what is intended from this, as has preceded, is that Allah, he guides them to every good in this life. He guides them to the proper creed and the proper belief and the proper understanding. He guides them to the proper methodology. He guides them to the beautiful statements and words and upright and noble manners. He guides them to perform the actions of worship properly in a manner pleasing to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. He guides them to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the way of the Salaf al-Salih. He guides them in this life to every good. And likewise, he guides them away to be far and safe from every misguided understanding and every misinterpretation in the religion and every innovation and every foul and bad way and every sin and every lowly and despicable manner and conduct. Allah will guide them. يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ. And to every good in this life and away from every evil. And away from every evil. And if they fall weak and they slip into some of the actions of disobedience, Allah will guide them by way of their faith to repent to Allah and to seek forgiveness. And likewise, he will guide them at the time of death to be firm and to be steadfast. And he will guide them, يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ, in the grave, to answer the questions properly and to be successful in that manner. And likewise, in the hereafter, يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ, across the sirat into the paradise. And then likewise into their places in paradise. And likewise into their places in paradise. This is a tremendous benefit from the benefits of faith, that Allah, their Lord, the Lord of those who believe, guides them by way of their faith. Guides them by way of their faith. This is the ayah that we reflect upon, and this benefit here. And as for the hadith, it's the hadith that has preceded the hadith of Suhaib al-Rumi, radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi, in Sahih Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. How amazing is the affair of the believer. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ. That verily his affair, all of it is good. And his situation and circumstance, all of it is good. فَإِنَّ صَابَتْهُ سَرَّا شَخَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. So if some good and prosperity befalls him, he will be thankful. And this is good for him. It will be good for him. وَإِنَّ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّا صَبَرَا فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And if some hardship or adversity befalls him, he will be patient. And then it will be good for him. وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. And this is not for anyone except for a believer. So this is the case in times of prosperity and goodness. يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ لِيَشْكُرُوا الْمُنْعِمْ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَلَى هَذِهِ النِّعْمَ الْعَظِيمَةِ وَالْآلَاءَ الْكَبِيرَ الْمُفِيدَةِ. This is the case. The Lord will guide them in times of prosperity and ease, in times of goodness and wealth, and the likes like this, and health and well-being, to show thanks, and to be grateful, and to not be arrogant. To not think that one, he has obtained these affairs by the work of his own hand, and that he deserves them, and the likes like this, whether it's with regards to the religion and the affairs of the deen from the righteous and good deeds, or if it's with regards to the affairs of the dunya and obtaining a good portion of this life, and the likes like this, then they will be guided to show thanks to Allah and to confess that these are the blessings and bounties in the favor of Allah, and that you strive to use those bounties and blessings in the manner that which is permissible, to strive against their souls to not use those blessings in a manner which is impermissible and displeasing to Allah. And then likewise, and this is the meaning, يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ. The Lord guides them by way of their faith, in this life, in this manner. In this life, in this manner. And whenever it's times of hardship and adversity and difficulty and calamity and loss of life or wealth or health or loved ones and the likes like this, then Allah guides them at this time to believe in Him, and to believe in His decree, and to submit to His command, and to surrender to that, and to seek His aid and help. And they're guided in this manner likewise. And they're guided in this is how Allah guides them. So these points now that the Shaykh is referring to, this is the detailed interpretation of that. That al-Iman is the malja, is the place of refuge for a believer in every circumstance. Whether it's a good situation, a pleasant situation, times of happiness and joy, times of ease and peace, times of prosperity and wellness, the believer, he seeks refuge in his faith. He flees to his faith. His faith is a place of safety and security for him, saving him from the dangers of misguidance of this life. So therefore, he will show thanks, and he will be appreciative, and he will use those bounties and blessings in a manner pleasing to Allah. And in times of hardship and difficulty, then he will be patient. Then the faith, again, is going to be the malja, is going to be the mafza', is going to be the place that he returns to, the place that he seeks refuge in, and that he knows that it's the command of Allah and the decree of Allah, and that Allah is the most wise and all knowledgeable, and that which He decrees is good, and he will submit and surrender to that in this manner like this. So no matter what the circumstance is, and this is the life of a human being, and sometimes he has health and wealth and prosperity, and other times he's tried with hardship and difficulty and poverty and the likes like this. He has ups and downs, good days and bad days. Like this, a believer is tried with good sometimes and wealth and prosperity and health, and he's tried other times with hardship and calamities and difficulty. Both of them are trials. Wealth is a trial and a test. Health is a trial and a test. We should understand that point. Health and wealth and prosperity, this is not a sign that Allah loves somebody. Allah, He gives the wealth and the health to those whom He loves and those whom He does not love. He gives the dunya and opens up the life, the worldly affair, to those whom He loves and those whom He does not love, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, hardship and difficulty and having the worldly affairs become tight and strained, the person be strained up, and he'll be going through hardship and difficulty and stress and the likes like this. Allah, He tries the believers and the disbelievers with these affairs likewise. So neither one of these are issues clarifying whether Allah loves a person or not, or He's pleased with a person or not. The sign to know whether Allah is pleased with the person or not is how He deals with the situation, how He deals with the good times, how He deals with the bad times. The one who has fiqh in the deen, he would deal with the good times in this manner that has preceded. And the one who has fiqh in the deen, he would deal with the bad times in this manner, any that has preceded. And like this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in that famous narration that we all know, from the hadith of Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiyallahu anhuma al-muttafaq alayhi, من يريد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين. That whoever Allah wants good for, He'll grant him understanding in the religion. He'll grant him understanding in the religion. And he will have understanding of this affair, understanding of the tawheed of Allah and the lordship of Allah. and of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have understanding of the decree of Allah and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the legislation of Allah and the halal and the haram of Allah, and the path that leads to Allah and likewise the path that lead away from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will have understanding in the deen, and now he will move accordingly like this. And now because of this understanding, which is faith and belief in his heart, Allah guides them by that. He guides them, meaning that whenever he's experienced goodness, whenever he's experiencing the goodness, he's grateful and he's thankful. Whenever he's experiencing the hardship and difficulty, he's patient and he perseveres and he seeks refuge and help in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what he's mentioning here. And this is what he's mentioning here, but in detail. But in detail, whenever there is good and things happen to him that he's beloved, he seeks refuge in his faith. And he doesn't become arrogant. He doesn't become arrogant. He rushes to his faith. He seeks refuge in his faith. He seeks protection by way of faith and confessing that these are bounties from Allah and praising Him and thanking Him and then striving to use them in a manner that is good and allowed and pleasing. And likewise in the hardship and whenever hardships and calamities befall, he seeks refuge in his faith. He flees to his faith. Like whenever the storm comes outside a person, he'll flee to the shelter. Whenever the heavy storm comes and a tornado comes and a light's like this and the winds get violent, a person, he will flee to his shelter. He'll flee to a place that he believes is a shelter in his home, like a basement, for example. And he'll find a safe place there. In the situations like this, that he's talking about now, the believer, he flees in this manner. He flees with his heart to Allah and to his faith, to his understanding of the religion, and he flees to his faith as a means of refuge and protection from the misguidance from the misguidance of shahawat and shubuhat. And in this manner, he's guided. In this manner, he's guided. So therefore, he finds contentment in his faith in times of hardship and difficulty. Rather, he finds the sweetness of patience, and he has a high level and rank for hoping from the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, instead of having distress and hardship and being agitated, he finds peace and he finds ease. And even whenever he's facing affairs that are difficult because of his reliance and trust in Allah. The point is that this is the way of a believer. He seeks refuge in his faith in good times and bad times. In good times and bad times. Whenever he's afraid. Whenever he's afraid, he seeks refuge in his faith. And he remembers that the command is the command of Allah. And that thing that he's afraid of, Allah, he had decreed that thing and created that thing and brought it into existence. The thing that he's afraid of, the person or the situation or the circumstance that he fears, that affair is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has authority and command of. So therefore, he will fear the one who has control and authority, and he will seek refuge in the one who has authority and control of the affair, and he will not be afraid of the creation. So therefore, at this time, instead of having worry and terror or being afraid in the likes like this, now he will have faith. He will increase in his faith and his firmness and also in bravery, and that fear will go away, and safety and security will come into his life. In place of that. And then mention likewise whenever there's safety, whenever he's in a time of safety and well-being as well. In times of safety and well-being, and safety and security is from the greatest blessings, the worldly affairs. To have safety and security in one's family, one's wealth, one's health, and to be safe in his home, in his masjid, in his job, in the street, to go out of his house and to purchase his needs from the market and the likes like this safely, without worrying about somebody harming him or violating his rights and the likes. Like, this is a great bounty. He doesn't leave his house afraid. He leaves his house in safety and security. This is a great favor. The Sheikh is saying here, likewise, at this time, a believer, he rushes to his faith. He seeks refuge in his faith. And he knows that this is a bounty and a favor and a blessing from Allah likewise. And that this is from the ease of Allah, that Allah had facilitated this affair for him, and that Allah had made this affair easy for him and the likes like this. So therefore, he will thank Allah that this issue that he's in, the circumstance that he's in, and the means that led to that, they're all from the decree of Allah and from the facilitation of Allah. So therefore, he will thank Allah, and he will not become arrogant, and he will not think that he has any of this goodness because of the effort of his own hand, or because of his own smartness or intelligence, or because of how witty he is and the likes like this, or the moves that he made. Meaning that he remembered that he took the means, no doubt. But it's Allah who gave him success to take those means. And then the outcome that was successful is also from the favor of Allah. So therefore, he'll increase in humbleness, in times of safety, in times of security. Maybe a person, he'll travel through the lands.
He'll travel great distances, either in a car or on a bus or on a plane or even a number of different yani means of transportation, and he will go on journeys in the likes like this, and he'll come home safely. The whole journey, he will travel from this state to that state, or this country to that country, or this land to that land. And for whatever the case may be, for affairs of the religion, or for worship, or for benefit, or to visit family, and the likes like this, and then he will come back home safely. He'll come back home safely, not a scratch on his body. Not a scratch on his body. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, a favor from Allah Azza wa Jal. A blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a believer at this time, he realizes these affairs and he thanks Allah. Many people, they leave their homes, they don't return safely. Some people, they leave their homes, they don't return at all. Or they don't return safely. They come back harmed. Or they come back even in either harmed in their religion or harmed in their worldly affair and the likes like this. So these are bounties and favors from Allah. In good times like this, for example, amen, safety and security. A believer, he flees to Allah. He flees to his faith. And to deal with this affair. To deal with this affair. In this manner, يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِمَانِهِمْ عَجِبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. We understand that point, how the connection of this affair is. This is a beautiful benefit. Yani that a believer who strive to be upon. Yani the thing that you will hope for the most is that your Lord will guide you by your faith. That you will be guided by faith. Not by desires. Not by what you think. Not by what you like. Like this, this is what a believer he wants for Allah to guide. وَلَا تَكِلْنِي إِلَى نَفْسِي طَرْفَةَ عَيْنِ. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do not entrust me to myself for the blinking of an eye. And he guide me by way of faith. Guide me by way of faith. This is the case. And this is a beautiful benefit. The Shaykh, he says also likewise that they flee to faith. They seek refuge and they take shelter in their faith, in their iman. Whenever there is obedience, times of obedience, and the righteous actions are performed. And meaning that they realize likewise that this is a favor and a blessing from Allah. That is Allah who had guided them to this, to establish the obligations, to avoid the prohibitions, to perform the non-obligatory actions, to give charity, to stand in the night prayer, to read the Quran, to seek knowledge, and the likes like this, to learn the Quran, to learn the Hadith, yani whatever, or to teach the people. Yani to give charity, whatever the righteous deeds they may be, then a believer at this time, he seeks refuge in his faith. Because if he did not have the protection of faith, then maybe he'll become arrogant. And he'll become amazed with his own deeds. And he'll think that he's better than others and the likes like this. And this will wipe out his actions. That this will wipe out his actions. Al-ujba, fahdharhu, inna al-ujba mujtarifun, amara sahibihi fi sayrihi al-arimi. The self-amazement will wipe out the actions. They'll wipe out the actions. And the person who'll work righteous deeds, very beneficial, and then destroy them by bad deeds, from the worst of them, and from those affairs that destroy the good deeds in the greatest manner, is to be self-amazed and to think that a person, he has a favor. يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيْهِ إِسْلَامَكُمْ بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ. There's individuals who they conferred a favor upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that they accepted Islam, and Allah, he said, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لا تمنوا علي إسلامكم. Do not consider it a favor for me that you accepted Islam. Rather, Allah azza wa jal showed you a favor, conferred a favor upon you by guiding you to the faith. So this is a means of refuge. A believer who remember that this is from the decree of Allah, from the mercy of Allah, from the grace of Allah, the blessing of Allah that he believed in the first place. لَوْلَا فَضُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَزَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانَ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصْيَانَ يعني أُولَٰئِكَ الرَّاشِدُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمَةً وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. So it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the one who favors the believers with faith and success to do the righteous deeds. So at times of obedience, a believer, he remembers the likes of these affairs and he seeks refuge in his faith. And he, by remembering the favor of Allah and the bounty of Allah and the blessing of Allah and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the success to believe and for the success to perform the righteous actions, and hoping that Allah will grant him steadfastness to continue upon that way. And he'll be afraid that he will lose that affair. He'll be misguided from that. And the likes like this. And this is another beautiful benefit. And likewise, he mentioned, rahimahullah, and the times of disobedience as well. The believers, their faith is a means of of refuge for them, a place of refuge for them. Their faith is a place of refuge for them at the time of disobedience. Even whenever they fall into error and they slip into disobedience and the likes like this, then they rush to their faith and they find refuge and safety in their faith, and they repent to Allah Azza wa Jal. They repent to Allah and they strive after that to work righteous deeds that will rectify the deficiency that they had any with regards to that error or that mistake. This is the point we stopped on, huh? Right here, Abi Nasir. وَيَلْجَأُونَ إِلَى الْإِيمَانِ إِذَا أُبْتُلُوا بِشَيْءٍ. We read the one before that, huh? Al-Ma'asi, naam. So the Shaykh, he mentioned, rahimahullah, وَيَلْجَأُونَ إِلَى الْإِيمَانِ إِذَا أُبْتُلُوا بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْمَعَاصِي بِالْمُبَادَرَةِ إِلَى التَّوْبَةِ مِنْهَا وَعَمَلِ مَا يَقْدِرُونَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْحَسَنَاتِ لِجَبَرِ نَقْصِهَا. And they flee and seek refuge in their faith in times whenever they're tried with something from the actions of disobedience by hastening to repentance. And after that as well, by working righteous deeds, that which they're able to from the righteous deeds in order to rectify that deficiency. I need to fix that mistake. So they will realize that they had disobeyed their Lord and violated those rights and the likes like this. And then they will repent. And then all along with their repentance, they will strive to work righteous deeds, hoping to remove and to fix that mistake and that error. قال تعالى إن الذين اتقوا إذا مسهم طائف من الشيطان تذكروا فإذا هم مبصرون. He mentioned the statement of Allah the Most High, and the meaning of which is, in verity, those who have piety, those who fear Allah, whenever shaitan touches them with some whispers, and he whispers to them with suggestions of evil, then they remember, and at this time they see clearly, and meaning they'll be upright. And meaning that sometimes a believer, he will be tried, and he will fall into the traps of shaitan, but then he will remember. He will remember Allah. He will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the meeting of Allah, and he will remember the command of Allah, and that he violated that. That he violated that, and he will repent. And he will repent whenever he remembers Allah. تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. They will remember Allah, and he will remember the meeting of Allah, and the promise of Allah, and the threat of Allah, and then they will see straight. وَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The Shaykh, he says, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, وَمَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِ مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِ كَالْفَرَسِ الْمَرْبُوطِ في أخيته يجور ما يجور ثم يعود إلى أخيته. كذلك the Shaykh, he says, كذلك المؤمن يجور ما يجور في الغفلة والتجرؤ على بعض الآثام ثم يعود سريعا إلى الإيمان الذي بنى عليه أموره كلها. And he mentioned a statement which is a hadith from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Some of the people of knowledge have mentioned that the chain is weak. The meaning of the narration is that the example of a believer is like a horse that is tied down. Any horse that is tied down, it's tied down, and it's akhiyah. The akhiyah is like the handhold, something that'll be in the ground or on the wall, and they'll tie the rope of the horse to it, so the horse cannot move except for the distance of the rope. This is the akhiyah. So he's saying in this narration, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the example of the believer is that of this. The horse that's tied down, and that it will move and it will go about, and then it will return back to the place where it's tied at. Its place that is tied at. So although this narration has weakness in it, the meaning is correct. And the meaning is correct. And the Shaykh, he explains this, and he says, so like this, the believer sometimes he will fall into the affairs of heedlessness, or he'll be bold enough to fall into some of the sins and the likes like this, and he'll make mistakes, and he'll fall off of the straight path, into heedlessness or into disobedience and the likes like this, and then he'll return quickly back to faith and repentance and the likes like this. Just how this horse, he's tied down in this manner, but he has a rope, so he's able to move around the distance, but eventually he's always going to come back to the place he's tied at. This is where he's the limit that he has. So a believer, sometimes he will fall off the path, or he'll fall into disobedience, or he'll fall into heedlessness. But his faith carries him back. But his faith carries him back to the point, to the asl, to the foundation, to his faith, which he has built his entire life upon in the first place. And all of his affairs are based upon faith. So he has the foundation of faith. So even if he goes off the path, or he falls into this affair, or he falls into that affair, and he slips into this sin or that sin sometimes, he comes back to his faith. His faith, he comes back to his faith, and in this manner. So the Shaykh, he says, فَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ فِي جَمِيعِ تَقَلُّبَاتِهِمْ وَتَصَرُّفَاتِهِمْ مَلْجَأُهُمْ إِلَى الْإِيمَانِ وَمَفْزَعُهُمْ إِلَى تَحْقِيقِهِ وَدَفْعِ مَا يُنَافِيهِ وَيُضَادُّهُ وَذَلِكَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَمَنِّهِ. So he says, so the believers, all of their circumstances and situations, all of their circumstances and situations, and every affair that they're going through. And he mentioned the example, every affair that they're going through. We know that the affairs that people go through, sometimes they're up and sometimes they're down. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. Sometimes they're delightful, sometimes they're painful. All of them. The Shaykh is saying that for the believers, their place of refuge and their shelter that they flee to is faith and actualizing that. Faith and actualizing that. And they return to their faith and then fulfilling the requirements of that faith. In this manner, they are safe. They'll be safe. And also, along with that, removing and repelling everything that's contrary to the faith and everything that is in opposition to the faith. And this is the grace of Allah upon them and His bounty. This is the grace of Allah upon them and His bounty. And the fact that they're guided by faith. The fact that they're guided by faith. So this is the case. The iman, it guides a person in every circumstance, in every situation. The more a person has knowledge, sound knowledge of the Qur'an and the interpretation of the Qur'an, the proper interpretation, and of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the narrations of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the madhahib of the sahaba and the tabi'een and the scholars of hadith and the likes like this, the more he will be guided. The more he'll be guided. There's a narration from Sufyan al-Thawri to show you the details of this or the extent of this. Sufyan al-Thawri, he died in the year 161, rahimahullah. From the great scholars of hadith, he said, إِذَا اسْتَطَعْتَ أَلَّا تَحُكَّ رَأْسَكَ إِلَّا بِالْأَثَرِ فَافْعَلْ. If you're able to not even scratch your head except with a narration, then do it. What does he mean by that? A text, meaning that there's guidance in every aspect of life. There's guidance in every aspect of life. And many times people will do something and the person of knowledge, he will be able to correct them, direct them, and guide them in everything they do. Whether they're sitting, if they're sitting down, there's a hadith on how to sit. If they're laying down, there's a hadith on how to lay. So the person, maybe some people who are ignorant, or if they don't have strong foundation in the sunnah, then they'll be in contradiction in many aspects and not even know it. But a person of the sunnah, he will have guidance in every circumstance and every situation. When you put your clothes on, you put your right hand on for it. When you take it off, you take your left hand off for it. Like when you put your shoe on, all of the likes like this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with detailed guidance in every aspect of life. In every aspect of life, putting on your shoe, sitting on the ground, laying in the bed, and the likes like this, there's ways to lay, there's ways you can't lay. There's a prohibition for laying on the stomach. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that this is the way, ضَجْعَةَ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ. This is the way that people that Allah is angry with lay, on their stomachs, and the likes like this. So the point is that there's guidance, detailed guidance. And every aspect of the life of the human being. So the more a person he learns, the more he'll be guided. The more he'll be able to go throughout his day, he'll be able to go throughout his day and he will have detailed guidance on what to say and how to move. He'll have detailed guidance on what to say and how to move. When to advance and when to stop. When to advance and when to stop. If we remember in the introduction of Akhlaq Hamalat al-Qur'an by Imam al-Ajuri, the manners of the curious of the Qur'an, and from the attributes that he mentioned about them is that whenever they sit, whenever they talk with knowledge. And whenever they're silent with knowledge. And whenever they move with knowledge. Whenever they stop with knowledge. Whenever they sit with knowledge. Whenever they stand with knowledge. Whenever they eat with knowledge. Whenever they drink with knowledge. Whenever they speak with knowledge. In every circumstance that they're in, they do it with knowledge. This is the case of the curious of the Quran. And it's because they have guidance, detailed guidance. Detailed guidance. This is how any to see again clearly. يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِمَانِهِمْ. Their Lord guides them by way of their faith. And the foundation of faith is knowledge. Knowledge of the Qur'an and knowledge of the sunnah. Knowledge of the way of the sahaba and the tabi'een, atba' tabi'een. In this manner like this. A person, he will be able to move through life upon direct guidance in every and every situation. Either he will have detailed guidance for every single circumstance or general guidance for that circumstance. There's nothing that's left out. There's nothing that's left out. There's either a general ruling and general advice in these circumstances and situations, or there's detailed guidance. Sometimes a person maybe he will have detailed guidance and another one will not have detailed guidance, but they can both come to the same outcome. Maybe somebody who will know that this particular food is haram and not allowed. Another person, he doesn't know for sure if it's haram and not allowed. But both of them, one of them, he has a detailed guidance. He knows the ruling, for example, that the Prophet, he forbade this type of food. For example, the haq. Somebody might say he doesn't know if the haq is a bird. Is it permissible or not? Is it permissible or not? Somebody who knows the hadith Ibn Abbas, he'll say, no, it's haram. And he knows the evidence for that, because the Prophet prohibited the flesh and the eating of every bird that has claws. وَكُلُّ مَخْلَبٍ مَخُلُّ طَيْرٍ وَكُلُّ مَخْلَبٍ مِنَ الطَّيْرِ As he mentioned, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Somebody else may maybe not know that, but he'll have doubts about that. But he knows another narration. دَعْ مَا يُرِيبُكْ إِلَى مَا لَا يُرِيبُكْ. So that's a general circumstance. Leave that which is doubtful for that which is not doubtful. So either he's going to have detailed knowledge of the situation, how to leave it or how to deal with it, or he will have general knowledge, likewise, of the situation and how to move. And the likes like this. So this comes from learning. This comes from learning. This comes from having knowledge. This comes from memorizing the Quran and studying it. And this comes from memorizing the hadith and studying it. And the likes like this. And this hadith here is in from 40 hadith of Anawi, from the first hadith a person will memorize. And so the point is, to have knowledge, the knowledge of faith. And in this manner, a person, he can be guided by the permission of Allah in every circumstance and situation in his life, alhamdulillah. So this is a great favor, to have knowledge, and to thank Allah, and to praise Him for that knowledge, and to know that favor, and to know that bounty. وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تُكُنْ تَعْلَمْ وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا. Allah, He mentioned to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and He taught you that which you did not know. And verily the grace of Allah upon you is great. And he saw a believer likewise who used to not know, and then he was taught also. Then he will realize the bounty and favor of knowledge. And the one who lived in the wilderness of dark and the darkness of misguidance, of disbelief, or of innovation, or of desires and whims and heedlessness and forgetfulness and the likes like this, and then he's guided to the light of faith and the light of Iman and the light of Islam and the light of the Sunnah and the light of the methodology of the Salaf and the likes like this, then he will realize the bounty of this, and he will know that this is a great favor from Allah, a great favor from Allah. And then he will strive to maintain that and preserve that. He will strive to maintain that and preserve that. And he will be afraid to lose that. He'll be afraid to lose that. That's why الرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ, what did they say? الرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ وَمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ إِلَّا. And then what do they say after that? رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِكْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Our Lord, do not cause us to be misguided. Do not cause us to deviate after we have been guided. This is the supplication of those who are firmly grounded in knowledge, because they know the value of knowledge and the benefit of knowledge, and they're afraid to lose that. They're afraid to lose that. Do not cause our hearts to deviate after we have been guided. And because they realize the benefit of faith and the blessing of guidance, and they're afraid to lose that. So this is their supplication. Do not, oh Allah, do not cause us to go astray. And they know that this is a favor from Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is a great supplication that a believer, he will learn, and he will supplicate to Allah sincerely, that Allah will not cause him to go astray, that will not cause him to deviate after he has been guided, and cause him to lose his faith after he has been blessed with it. So the Shaykh, he continues, he says, وَمِنْهَا أَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ الصَّحِيِّ يَمْنَعُ الْعَبْدَ مِنْ الْوُقُوعِ فِي الْمُبِقَاتِ الْمُهْنِكَةِ كَمَا ثَبَتَ فِي الصَّحِيِّ عَنَ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن ولا يسلك السارق حين يسلك وهو مؤمن ولا يشرب الخمر حين يشربها وهو مؤمن الحديث. The Shaykh, he says, and also from the benefits is that correct faith. Again, he mentions these terms only intentionally to clarify and to remind, correct faith, not weak faith. These are fruits that come about by way of correct faith. Somebody who has weak faith or deficient faith, maybe he will not taste this fruit, or maybe he will not find this benefit in the best manner, and the likes like this. But as for the one who has al-iman al-sahih, correct faith, it will prohibit a person from falling into the destructive sins. It will protect a person. It will prohibit him. It will be a means to stop him. Just as the iman moves a person, also the iman, when it's strong, it will stop a person. It will stop a person. The iman, it will move a person. He will act. He will act. He will speak. Also, the iman will cause a person to stop or to be silent. His desires will want to say something. His iman will check him. He will be silent. He'll want to advance upon something, or to look at something, or to touch something, or to get involved in something, or to sign a contract, and his iman will stop him. His iman will stop him. Like this. This is the point here. So also from the benefits of correct faith, yamna'ul abd min al-wuqu'i fi al-mubiqat al-muhlika. That the correct faith will prohibit, it will stop a person from falling into the destructive and the dangerous sins, and the issues that will destroy a person, and he will destroy his religion. Waliyadhu billah. Just has been affirmed in the authentic collections that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the fornicator does not fornicate. The fornicator, while he's fornicating, he's not a believer. He doesn't fornicate while he's a believer. Any meaning? While he's in the realm of iman, and he can be a Muslim, and he can fornicate, but he cannot be a mu'min and fornicate. And his faith, the obligation of faith has come down in a great manner at this time of fornication. At this time of fornication. So whenever he's fornicating, his faith is coming down in a great manner. Although he still has faith, and a believer can fall into this affair with Iyadhu Billah, he can be a Muslim, but he will not be in the realm of iman, or he will not be from those who have completed their faith. Rather, he has a great deficiency in his faith. So this is the point. The one who commits fornication, he will not do that while he's a believer. Meaning, had he been a believer, his iman would have stopped him. And he's a strong believer, a correct believer, a believer who has fulfilled the obligations of faith, a believer who has fulfilled the rights of faith. And he will not do that. Well, he will not fornicate while he's like that, because the faith will stop him from then. And likewise, the person who steals, he will not steal while he's a believer. He will not steal while he's a believer. He will not rip somebody off. He will not take something from the market, any from the store, and the likes like that, and put it in his pocket when nobody's looking, any from the people, and then slide out. He will not do this, or he will not rob. And no matter what it is, nothing small, nothing major. Some people look at things and be like, it's a dollar, or it's 50 cents, or it's something cheap, it's something less. That's the right of a person. The rights of the people are not cheap with Allah. The rights of the people are not cheap with Allah. The rights of the people, they're going to be given back. They're going to be given back. Zulumat yawm al-qiyamah. Oppression is darkness on the day of resurrection. On the day of resurrection, even the sheep or the ram that had a horn, and the one that didn't have a horn, there's going to be justice between them. The one that the rams, they bunk heads. They bunk heads. The one that had a horn, he bunked the head. The one that didn't have a horn, there'll be justice brought between them on the day of resurrection. So how about the people? How about the people? The rights are going to be given back. And from the attributes of the muflis, of the bankrupt one from this ummah, is that they stole the people's wealth unrightfully. They have salah, they have prayer, they have actions of righteousness, charity, and fasting, but then they stole this man's money, or this person's money. So they're going to have to rectify that on the day of resurrection. So the point is now here that the faith will stop a person from that. Had he had faith, strong faith, had he been from those who fulfill the rights of faith, that he would not do that. That will stop him from that. And likewise, drinking alcohol. And this is an example. So what is intended from the shaykh is, in general, all of the actions of disobedience, all of the major crimes and sins, with the eyes, with the ears, with the hands, with the heart, all of these affairs, the faith will stop a person whenever it's correct. He says, فَأَخْبَرَ أَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ إِذَا صَاحِبَهُ عِنْدَ وَجُودِ أَسْبَابِ هَذِهِ الْفُوَاحِشِ فَإِنَّ نُورَ إِيمَانِهِ يَمْنَعُهُ مِنَ الْوُقُوعِ فِيهَا. So the Prophet ﷺ, he's informing in this narration that sincere faith, whenever, if it's accompanied, yani with the person, he has it at the time of these actions of indecency, the means arise, yani the circumstance arise, the opportunity arise for a person to commit fornication. The timing is right, the situation is right, yani that could happen, or to steal, or to drink alcohol, or to commit any other crime, action of a disobedience, whenever the means arise and they come and it's available, an opportunity is in a person's face. Whenever, if that arises for a person while his faith is with him, the light of his faith will stop him from that. The light of his faith will stop him from falling into that. So he says, فَإِنَّ النُّورَ أَلَّذِي يَسْحَبُ الْإِيمَانَ الصَّادِقَ وَوُجُودِ حَلَاوَةِ الْإِيمَانِ وَالْحَيَاءَ مِنَ اللَّهِ الذي هو من أعظم شعب الإيمان بلا شك يمنع من مواقعة هذه الفواحش. He said, but verily the light that accompanies the true faith, the light that accompanies, comes along with true faith, and the presence of the sweetness of faith likewise, and shyness from Allah, which is from the greatest branches of faith, no doubt, will prohibit a person from falling into these actions of indecency. These actions of indecency, any all of these major sins, it'll prohibit a person, the light of faith, the sweetness of faith, it will stop him from falling in these actions of indecency. Likewise, this is a beautiful yani benefit and affair that a person, he would have the opportunity yani, to fulfill his lusts and desires in this manner and to get yani, this affair either in fornication or somebody's wealth or the right would increase yani, and his wealth and property in a manner that's haram. He would have that opportunity. It would be easy for him. All he has to do is sign on the line, for example, or he'd look over and there's a stack of cash right there and nobody's looking. He could take it easily. And the lights like this, the opportunity arises for him to get over on somebody and to come up himself. And he would think is a come up, like this. We mentioned before, all money's not good money. like this. And then he will remember Allah and stop. He will remember Allah and turn away from that. He will remember Allah and run. He will remember Allah Azza wa Jalla and leave that entirely. At this time, his faith would increase in a great way. So just as performing the actions is from iman and from faith and increases the faith, also leaving the disobedience and turning away from sin out of fear of Allah and shyness from Allah Azza wa Jalla is also from faith, rather from the greatest aspects of faith. So he said, وَمَنْ وَقَعَتْ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ لِضَعْفِ إِيمَانِهِ وَذَهَابِ نُورِهِ وَزَوَالِ الْحَيَاءِ مِمَّا يَرَاهُ حَيْثُ نَهَاهُ وَزَوَالُ الْحَيَاءِ مِمَّنْ يَرَاهُ حَيْثُ نَهَاهُ وَهَذَا مَعْرُوفٌ مُشَاهِدٌ. So he says, and the one who fell into these affairs, any of these major sins, then it's only because of a weakness of his faith, because the light of his faith has left. And the faith is there, but the light is gone. And meaning that the faith has become weak. The faith has become weak. We've seen the example of the people of faith. Some of them have faith and it's like a torch. Others, they have their faith as like a lighter. It's about to go out, or it's flickering, and the light's like this. And a small little bit of light, but they have light, alhamdulillah. Anybody who has light, he's got khair. But the light is not the same. So the point is that now the one who fell into the sins is because his light is so deficient and weak, it's almost gone. This is why he fell into those major sins in this manner like this. Also because the shyness and bashfulness, shyness has been removed from his heart. And he's not shy from the one who sees him where he prohibited him. And if Allah prohibited a person from this action, he should be shy to be there and to do that. He should be shy from Allah. He knows that Allah can see him. He knows that Allah can hear him. He knows that Allah knows his circumstance. And he knows Allah prohibited him from going there. So he should be shy to go there. And he knows Allah sees. And it, like this, he should be shy from that. If the faith is strong, he will be shy from that. He will not do that. His soul will like that and want that, and he will stop it. وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. He will prohibit his soul from his desires out of fear of Allah. مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. He fears standing before Allah. He fears standing before Allah, this is what he will do. His soul will want that, he will stop it. We'll check it. We talked about this before likewise. Checking the soul for the sake of Allah. Checking, he said, and this is something that's well known and witnessed. Yani, the fact that people fall into these affairs because of a weakness in faith. And the fact that other people, they're able to stay away from these affairs because of a strength in faith. This is very, very important. Because the foundation of faith is in the heart. The foundation of faith is in the heart, but also it's apparent in the actions. It's apparent in the actions, in the conduct, in the manners. So a person, if he sees outwardly that a person, he has the actions and the statements of faith, and that's what he's known for, he will try to keep him close. He'll be from those whom he loves. And others who have deficiency in that, then he will avoid them and accordingly. He'll be aware of them. And he's somebody who's known yani, to have weakness in their faith, and it's apparent in their actions and deeds, he would not go into a business contract with him and then expect everything to be good and for him to be honest and for him to 50-50. And the life's like this. And he, because if a person, he doesn't fear Allah, so again, how is he going to give the rights of the people? So this is, yani, these are tremendous points to ponder and reflect over and to benefit upon. So the Shaykh, he says, what iman al-sadiq wa sahih yashabuhu al-haya'u min Allah. And to emphasize this affair, and the correct and true faith is accompanied always by al-haya min Allah. Al-haya is shyness. It means shyness, to be shy from Allah. It also has the meaning of iffa, likewise, chaste. And hishma, that a person, he will be bashful, he will be shy. He will be shy. This is, as he mentioned here before, from the greatest branches of faith. He says here again, وَالْإِمَانُ الصَّادِقُ الصَّحِيحُ يَسْحَبُهُ الْحَيَاءُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَالْحُبُّ لَهُ وَالرَّجَاءُ الْقَوِّي وَالرَّجَاءُ الْقَوِّي لِثَوَابِهِ وَالْخَوْفُ مِنْ عِقَابِهِ وَالنُّورُ الَّذِي يُنَافِي الظُّلْمَ وَهَذِهِ الْأُمُورُ الَّتِي هِيَ مِنْ مُكَمِّلَاتِ الْإِيمَانِ لَا رَيْبَ أَنَّهَا تَأْمُرُ صَاحِبَهَا بِكُلِّ خَيْرٍ وَتَزْجُرُهُ عَنْ كُلِّ قَبِيحٍ. That the correct and the true faith is always accompanied by shyness from Allah and love of Allah and strong hope for the reward of Allah and fear from the punishment of Allah. And if these things here, the correct faith is accompanied by these all the time. This is a great point. What does he say? First, shyness and haya. Also love. Also hoping, strong hope. He said, al-raja al-qawi, strong hope in the reward of Allah and fear from the punishment of Allah. And the light of these affairs, they remove the darkness. And these affairs here are from the perfection and that which completes the faith. And there's no doubt that they command a person to do every good and they prohibit a person to do every evil. Any whenever they're present, the sincere love of Allah. We've seen that before likewise. That's to show preference to the command of Allah. And that will cause a person to be shy from Allah Azza wa Jal and to hope for his reward, strong hope in the reward of Allah. Also will carry a person to perform the acts of goodness, and the fear of Allah and his punishment will stop a person from falling into that which is impermissible and the likes like this. So these affairs here, whenever they're present, the faith will be sadiqun sahih. It'll be true and correct. And then it will prohibit a person from every lowly and despicable action and statement, and it will carry him to do every good and beneficial statement. After this, the Shaykh said, Rahimahullah, وَمِنْهَا أَنَّهُ ثَبَتَ عَنْهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي الصَّحِيحَيْنِ مِنْ حَدِيثِ أَبِي مُوسَى رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِ الَّذِي يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ كَمَثَلِ الْأَتْرُجَّةِ طَعْمُهَا طَيِّبٌ وَرِيحُهَا طَيِّبٌ وَالَّذِي لَا يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ كَمَثَلِ التَّمْرَةِ طَعْمُهَا طَيِّبٌ وَلَا رِيحَ لَهَا. Also from the fruits of faith, he mentioned, rahimahullah, what is affirmed on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in as-sahihain, from the haditha Abi Musa radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the example of the believer that recites the Quran, the example of the believer who recites the Quran is that of al-utrujah. Al-utrujah is the citron. The citron, you know, which the lemon and the limes and the oranges, they come from this. The origin is a citron. Citron. And it is a type of fruit that has a beautiful scent and it has a beautiful taste. And has many benefits likewise, inside and outside. And so this is the example of the believer who recites the Quran. Yani that of the citron. Yani that his taste is good and also the scent is good. وَالَّذِي لَا يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ كَمَثَلِ التَّمْرَةِ طَعْمُهَا طَيِّبٌ وَلَا رِيحَ لَهَا. And the example of the believer who doesn't read the Quran is that of a date. It has a good taste, but it has no scent. It has no scent. What it means by the one who reads the Quran, meaning the one who is dedicated to this affair. He's from those who learn the Quran, study the Quran, read the Quran, memorize the Quran, recite the Quran often. And the one who doesn't read the Quran, not meaning that he never ever read the Quran, but he's not from the people who read and study and learn the Quran in that manner. And he like this, not necessarily that he doesn't read the Quran ever, but this is not from his way, that he is from those who are always reading and studying and learning the Quran. So the first example is the one who always studies and learns and reads and follows the Quran. Like this, his example is of the al-utrujah. That's called a citron. Citron. And it has a beautiful scent and a beautiful taste. As for the believer who reads the Quran sometimes, but he's not from those who read the Quran often and study and learn the Quran and detail and the likes like this, then his example is as of the date. He has a good taste. You taste it, it's sweet. Alhamdulillah. But if you smell it, there's no smell from it. There's no smell from it. So the Shaykh, he says, وَهَؤُلَاءِ الْقِسْمَانِ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْخَلِيقَةِ فَإِنَّ النَّاسَ أَرْبَعَةُ أَقْسَامٍ. So he said, rahimahullah, that these two divisions here, or these two categories of people, they are the best of the creation. Because verily mankind, there are four divisions or four categories. خَيِّرٌ فِي نَفْسِهِ مُتَعَدٍ خَيْرُهُ إِلَى غَيْرِهِ. The first one is the one who's good in himself, and his good also is extended to others. And he's somebody who has benefit with himself, he's upon khayr, and he benefits others as well. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْأَقْسَامِ. And this is the best of those categories. فَهَذَا الْمُؤْمِنَ الَّذِي قَرَأَ الْقُرْآنَ وَتَعَلَّمَ عُلُومَ الدِّينَ فَهُوَ نَافِعٌ لِنَفْسِهِ مُتَعَدٍ نَفْعُهُ إِلَى غَيْرِهِ. He says, so this is the example of the one, the believer who reads the Quran, meaning, and he learns the sciences of the religion. And verily, he has benefit for his own soul, and his benefit is also extending out to others. مُبَارَكٌ أَيْنَمَا كَانَ. This person here is blessed wherever he may be. كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْ إِيسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. Just as Allah has mentioned about Isa عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. And he has made me blessed wherever I may be. And he has made me blessed wherever I may be. The one who is blessed wherever he is the one who has knowledge. And the one who benefits the people wherever he goes with his knowledge and with his manners and with his conduct. And when he advises them and he directs them and he admonishes them and he reminds them and reprimands them and the likes like this, he hopes good for them. And no matter what, in every situation, whenever he's with the people, he brings benefit to them. And he brings khair to them. And he helps them in their deen, in their religion, and in their worldly affair. Like this. This is the one who's mubarak. He's blessed wherever he may be. And wherever he may be, he's admonishing the people, advising the people, directing the people, guiding the people. Ibn Qayyim, he touched on this point in one of his treaties that he wrote to one of his brothers. And the title of the work now is Risalat Ibn Qayyim Li Ahadi Ikhwanihi. The treaties in the letter of Ibn Qayyim to one of his brothers. He touched on this point here, mentioning this affair. That's the summarization of that he's one who benefits a person by advising them and admonishing them and directing them in every circumstance and situation. So he's blessed wherever he goes. He's blessed wherever he goes. Allahu Akbar. So then he says, Rahimahullah, وَطَيِّبٌ فِي نَفْسِهِ صَاحِبُ خَيْرٍ. And then the category after that, the one who's good in himself, yani the believer, he's good, and he's a person of khayr, he's a person of goodness. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنْ أَلَّذِي لَيْسَ عِنْدَهُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مَا يُعُودُ بِهِ عَلَى غَيْرِهِ. And he is the believer who he doesn't have the amount of knowledge that he's able to benefit others by way of. And the example of this likewise has come in a number of narrations. المؤمن القوي خَيْرٌ وَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ الْمُؤْمِنِ الضَّعِيفُ وَفِي خُلِ الْخَيْرِ. The Shaykh is going to mention this. Also in the comparison of the ulama, إِنَّ فَضْلَ الْعَالِمِ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ كَفَضْلِ الْقَامَرِ لَيْلَةِ الْبَدْرِ عَلَى سَائِرِ الْكَوَاكِبِ. Yani the virtue of the person of knowledge over the devout worshipper. And a devout worshipper, he has knowledge likewise. Not an ignorant worshipper, a devout worshipper. The one who worships Allah upon knowledge clearly, properly. And the virtue of the person of knowledge over him is like the full moon compared to the rest of the stars. So this is the example. Yani, but even a person, maybe he doesn't have any knowledge like that, he'll be in the second category, he's still good. And even he still has benefit. And he shouldn't ever believe that he can never benefit others whatsoever. No, many people, they still benefit from him, but not in the manner of the people of knowledge. The stars are still a means for guidance compared to the moon. But the light of the moon is greater, especially on the full moon. And it's beautiful, more beautiful, and greater, and more beneficial. And it for itself and for others. And the stars, they're beautiful likewise. But when the full moon is out, it's as if their light is very dim. Although they still have beauty. So likewise, the devout worshippers, they still have beauty with them. They still have khayr with them. And also many people, they will see them and they'll benefit from them likewise, from their circumstance, from their situation, from their righteous actions and their good manners and the likes like this as well. But compared to the benefit of the scholar and the person of knowledge, then it's much less. So both of these people here, they're upon khayr and they're the best of the creation. This is what the Shaykh, he says. فَهَذَانِ الْقِسْمَانِ هُمْ خِيَارُ الْخَلِيقَةِ. These two categories here, they're the best of the creation. وَالْخَيْرُ الَّذِي فِيهِمْ عَائِدٌ إِلَى مَا مَعَهُمْ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ الْقَاسِرِ وَالْمُتَعَدِّي نَفْعُهُ إِلَى الْغَيْرِ بِحَسَبِ أَحْوَالِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. He said, and the good that they have, the goodness that they have with them goes back to their faith, whether it's a faith that's restricted to their self or a faith that is strong and benefits others as well, according to the situations and circumstance of the believers. So the one who has faith and he's strong and he's upright in himself, but he doesn't necessarily have And in the detailed knowledge and ability to clarify that for others and to call others, he's still upon khair. He's still from the best of the creation. He's still upon light and from nur and from those who are beloved to Allah, from the awliya of Allah. But higher in rank than that are those who have knowledge and those who benefit others and those who strive to bring the khair yani to others and to clarify the truth and the good way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam for others. And they have a higher rank and status. But all of them are khair, alhamdulillah. So the Shaykh, he says, وَمَنْ هُوَ عَادِمٌ لِلْخَيْرِ وَلَكِنَّهُ لَا يَتَعَدَّى ضَرَرُهُ إِلَى غَيْرِهِ. Then the third category is the one who has no good whatsoever. And but this person, he does not harm others, and his harm doesn't reach others, meaning he's a disbeliever. He has no good. He has no good. And even if it appears that he has some good in his life, it's no good, because it's not, we seen before, the good is only complete by having tawfiq to show thanks. Somebody maybe has the blessing. لا تتم نعمة إلا بالتوفيق لشكرها. The ni'mah, the blessing, would not be complete except by having the greater blessing, which is to show thanks for that blessing. So the one who has good, what apparently seems to be good, blessings, and he doesn't have the success to show thanks for them and to use them in the manner properly, then that's not a blessing for him in reality. Do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. He'll be held accountable for every last one of those blessings and bounties, and he'll be asked about every last one of those until he's casted his face in the fire. So is that a blessing? Somebody gets lots of money and lots of health and a big house and big car and then this and that and this, and he lives 100 years and he's strong and he never gets sick. And then in the end he falls on his face in the fire for eternity, and his soul is burning and he never gets out, and he's tormented by different types of torment. And every time he wants to get help, he doesn't get help. And every time he asks for water, boiling water comes on him. And that's ripping his face and likes like this. And then he's mocked and mimicked while he's in there. And belittled. Was those blessings? Those are not blessings. That's not blessing. So you have to understand life from iman, from iman, from tawheed. So that's not blessing. So therefore, this is what he means here. Woman who adimun al khair, the one who has no khair, because khair goes back to having faith. If you have no faith, you have no khair. If they have no faith, they have no khair. There's no khair for the one who doesn't have faith. Nothing they do in this life is accepted. Nothing in this life that what they do is accepted. They think they're doing good and they're not doing good. They think they're doing good, they're not doing good. They have nothing if they have no faith. If they don't believe in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and comply to that, then they have no good. This is what the Shaykh is saying. But from those people who have no good, from the disbelievers, there are those who their harm doesn't any harm others. And they have no good and they're upon a foul way their self, but they don't call other people to that, no, to that. They don't harm others. And either they're peaceful and the likes like this. So this one is lesser, although he has no good. وَمَنْ هُوَ صَاحِبُ الشَّرُّ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ وَعَلَى غَيْرِهِ فَهَذَا شَرُّ الْأَقْسَامِ. And then they're the one who is, he's a person of evil, and in his own self, he's a disbeliever, and likewise he calls others to evil, and he brings that evil to others. And this is the worst of the categories. أَلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ زِدْنَاهُمْ عَذَابًا فَوْقَ الْعَذَابِ بِمَا كَانُوا يُفْسِدُونَ. And he mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, the meaning of which is, and those who disbelieve and they block and stop the people from the path of Allah would increase them in the punishment on top of the punishment because of that, the corruption that they used to work. Because of the corruption that they used to work. So there are people who are disbelievers, and then there are those who, along with their kufr, yasudduna an sabilillah, along with their disbelief, they try to stop the people from the path of Allah. They call the people away from the path of Allah. They call the people to alcohol and to drinking and to fornication. They call the people to shirk and to Christianity and to Judaism and to Buddhism. They call the people to belittle the religion of Islam and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam like this. Some people, they're just upon disbelief, but they're by themselves and living their life. And others, they call to their evil, and they bring evil to others and the likes like this. So these are the worst. These are the worst of mankind. Waliyadu billah.
So the Shaykh mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, فَعَادَ الْخَيْرُ كُلُّهُ إِلَى الْإِيمَانِ وَتَوَابِعِهِ وَعَادَ الشَّرُّ إِلَى فَقْدِ الْإِيمَانِ وَالْإِتِصَافِ بِضِدِّهِ وَاللَّهُ مُوَثِّقُ. That, so now we see that the goodness, all of it, all khayr, has returned back to the reality of faith. And it goes back to having faith and that which comes along with faith. And all evil, it goes back to not having faith. Not having faith. And to be described with that which is contrary or opposite to faith. And Allah, He's the one who gives success.
So all good comes back, comes about having faith and by way of having faith. And all evil comes because of not having faith or deficiency in faith. Or deficiency in faith. And this is a beautiful benefit, likewise, to reflect upon.
وَشَبِيهٌ بِهَذَا الْمَعْنَى قَوْلُهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ الْمُؤْمِنُ الْقَوِّي خَيْرٌ وَأَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِ الضَّعِيفِ وَفِي كُلٍ خَيْرٌ.
And similar to this meaning, he says, Rahimahullah, is a statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer, but there's good in all of them.
فَقَسَمَ صَلَّى عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِلَى قِسْمَيْنِ قِسْمٌ قَوِيٌّ فِي عَمَلِهِ وَقُوَّةِ إِيمَانِهِ وَفِي نَفْعِهِ لِغَيْرِهِ وَقِسْمٌ ضَعِيفٌ فِي هَذَا فِي هَذِهِ الْأَشْيَاءِ وَقِسْمٌ ضَعِيفٌ فِي هَذِهِ الْأَشْيَاءِ.
And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in this narration, he has divided the believers into two categories. One category which is strong in their act and their application, and strong in their faith, and likewise benefiting others, and another category which is weak in these affairs. But both of them are good, and both of them are beloved to Allah. But the goodness is not the same, and the love they have from Allah is not the same likewise, and therefore their ranks are not the same. وَلِكُلٍ دَرَجَاتٌ مِمَّا عَمِلُوا وَمَعَ ذَلِكَ فَفِي كُلٍ
مِنَ الْقِسْمَيْنِ خَيْرٌ لِأَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ وَأَثَارَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ.
So he says, well, and along with this, every or each of the two divisions are good, alhamdulillah. And this is because iman and the effects of iman and the benefits of iman, all of them are good. Even if the believers, they vary in the amount of goodness that they have and obtain.
The Shaykh, he says, وَمِثْلُ هَذَا قَوْلُهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ.
And like this, likewise, the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم,
الْمُؤْمِنُ الَّذِي يُخَالِطُ النَّاسَ وَيَسْبِرُ عَلَى آذَاهُمْ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِ الَّذِي لَا يُخَالِطُ النَّاسَ وَلَا يَسْبِرُ عَلَى آذَاهُمْ.
The believer, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, the believer who mixes with the people and he's patient upon their harms is better than the believer who does not mix with the people and is not patient upon their harms. He says,
وَمَفْهُمُ هَذِهِ النُّسُوسِ الصَّحِيحَةِ الْمُحْكَمَةِ أَنَّ فَاقِدَ الْإِيمَانِ لَا خَيْرَ فِيهِ لِأَنَّهُ إِذَا عُدِمَ الْإِيمَانُ فَإِمَّا أَنْ يَكُونَ الشَّخْصُ أَحْوَالُهُ كُلُّهَا شَرٌ وَضَرٌ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ وَعَلَى الْمُجْتَمِعِ مِنْ جَمِيعِ الْوُجُوهِ وَإِمَّا أَنْ يَكُونَ فِيهِ بَعْضُ الْخَيْرِ الَّذِي قَدْ انْغَمَرَ بِالشَّرِّ وَغَلَبَ شَرُّهُ خَيْرَهُ وَالْمَصَالِحُ إِذَا انْغَمَرَتْ وَاضْمَحَلَّتْ فِي الْمَفَاسِدِ صَارَتْ شَرًّا لأن الخير الذي معه يقابله الشر نظيره فيتساقطان فيبقى الشر الذي لا مقابل له من الخير ويعمل عمله ومن تأمل الواقع في الخلق رأى الأمر كما ذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So it says, yani what is understood from these authentic and clear text here is that the one who does not have faith, he has no goodness. He has no goodness whatsoever. And this is because the one who does not have faith, either he will be a person that his situation and circumstances, all of them are evil, and he brings about harm for himself and for the society, from many aspects, or from every aspect. Or he will be somebody who has a little bit of good with him, but that is engulfed in evil, and the evil has overcome his good. And therefore the advantages and the benefits and the goodness, if it's overcome and drowned out by the evils and by corruption, it will all turn into evil. It will all turn into evil. It will all become evil. Because khayr, goodness, if it is the goodness that's accompanied with evil, and if that's accordingly, then it will fall. And it will fall. And any of the evil will overcome it. That which will remain is the evil. And there will be have no good. Any to weigh that out or to meet with that. Any in his righteous actions or in his deeds that he does. So the one who ponders over this, over the reality of the creation, and the circumstance of the creation, he will see this affair clearly, just as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam he had mentioned. And some people, maybe they have some good with them, what is apparently good, but it's not for the sake of Allah, and it's not any for the hereafter, so therefore it will never last, and in the end it will not be good. It will not be good for him. It will be evil for him, and the good that he has will be in this life only, and the hereafter he has nothing. مَالَهُ مِن نَصِيب. They have no portion of the hereafter. And because of the evil is tremendous and greater, till the khayr that they have with them is drowned out as if it's not even there. And in the hereafter it will be nothing. وَخَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ مثل الذين كفروا بربهم أعمالهم كرماد اشتد به الريح في يوم عاصف أعوذ بالله من ذلك. So the Shaykh he says, فتبين مما تقدم أن هذه الشجرة المباركة شجرة الإيمان أبرك الأشجار وأنفعها وأدومها. So it has clear from that which has preceded that this blessed tree, the tree of faith, is the most blessed, is the tree that has the most blessings, the most goodness, the most benefit, and it's the one that's everlasting. The one that's everlasting. وَأَنَّ عُرُوقَهَا وَأُصُولَهَا وَقُوَاعِدَهَا الْإِيمَانُ وَعُلُومُهُ وَمَعَارِفُهُ. And then the roots and the foundations and the fundamentals of this tree, it is faith and its sciences and knowledge, the knowledge that's related to faith. وَسَاقُهَا وَأَفْنَانُهَا شَرَائِعُ الْإِسْلَامِ وَالْأَعْمَالُ الصَّالِحَةِ وَالْأَخْلَاقُ الْفَاضِلَةِ الْمُؤَيَّدَةُ وَالْمَقْرُونَةُ بِالْإِخْلَاصِ لِلَّهِ وَالْمُتَابَعَةِ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And the trunk of the tree and its branches are the sacred rites and outward actions of Al-Islam, and the righteous actions and the virtuous and noble manners that are supported and accompanied along with ikhlas and sincerity and purity of intention and following the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the tree of faith. And he summarized everything now. Summarizing everything that has preceded. He says, وَأَنَّ ثِمَارَهَا وَجَنَاهَا الدَّائِمُ الْمُسْتَمِرُ السَّمْتُ الْحَسَنُ وَالْهَدْيُ الصَّالِحُ وَالْخُلُقُ الْحَسَنُ وَاللَّهَجُ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَشُكْرِهِ وَالثَّنَاءِ عَلَيْهِ وَالنَّفْعُ لِعِبَادِ اللَّهِ بِحَسَبِ الْقُدْرَةِ نَفْعُ الْعِلْمِ وَالنُّصْحِ وَنَفْعُ الْجَاهِ وَنَفْعُ الْجَاهِ وَالْبَدَنِ وَنَفْعُ الْمَالِ وَجَمِيعُ طُرُقِ النَّفْعِ حَقِيقَةُ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ وَحَقِيقَةُ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ الْقِيَامُ بِحُقُوقِ اللَّهِ وَحُقُوقِ خَلْقِهِ. اللَّهُ أكبر. So he says, and now the everlasting and constant fruits of this tree, they are as-samt al-hasan. As-samt al-hasan. Al-hasan, a good appearance, a good demeanor. Wal-hadyu al-salih, righteous demeanor. The righteous demeanor. Yani he's good. And good manners. And this is the fruits. The fruits is that he will have a good appearance. He'll have good etiquettes. He'll have good demeanor. He'll have good a vibe about him, and the likes like this. And this will all come because of his faith. He will have righteous and noble manners. He will be fond of the remembrance of Allah and thanking Allah and praising Allah and benefiting the slaves of Allah according to his ability as much as he can, by benefiting them with knowledge and giving them advice, by benefiting the people with his position and with his body physically, benefiting them with his wealth, from all different aspects of benefit. This is what will come from the fruit of faith. The fruit of faith will make a person beneficial for others. The fruits of faith will make a person beneficial from others in all of these aspects. And he mentioned here to summarize that the reality of all of this is that, meaning he establishes the rights of Allah and the rights of his creation. He establishes the rights of Allah and the rights of his creation. وَأَنَّ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مُتَفَاوِتَةٌ تَفَاوُتًا عَظِيمًا بِحَسَبِ مَا قَامَ بِهِ وَاتَّصَفُ بِهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الصِّفَاتِ. And that this tree, it is in the hearts of the believers. And it varies in a great manner according to that which they have established and they have been described with from these attributes and characteristics. وَنَّمَا نَزِيلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةَ تَابِعَةٌ لِهَذِهِ كُلِّ لِهَذَا كُلِّ. And that their status and their ranks in the hereafter are in accordance with this and following behind this exactly. وَنَّ الْفَضْلَ فِي ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ لِلَّهِ وَحْدَهِ وَالْمِنَّةَ كُلَّهَا وَالْمِنَّةَ كُلَّهَا. That the grace and the bounty with regards to all of this, and the one who has strong faith and the one who has weak faith, the one who has faith period, and that grace and that bounty and that virtue, all of that is in the hand of Allah alone, in the favor of Allah alone, and the bounty and the blessing of Allah alone. بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Rather, Allah has conferred a favor upon you, by guiding you to faith if you're truthful. And if you're truthful, this is a great reminder. And the way that he mentioned this context like this. All of that has preceded, alhamdulillah, every one of us sharing this. Every one of us sharing this. And we're different. Some of us are better than others in faith. And closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, and more beloved in the light. But we all share in that faith. And we all share in that love of Allah, alhamdulillah. But he's reminding now that all of this goes back to the favor of Allah and the grace of Allah. Whether it's Allah who has bestowed a favor upon you, He has bestowed a favor upon you, has blessed you, has conferred a blessing upon you by guiding you to faith, if you are truthful. وقال أهل الجنة بعدما دخلوا وتبوؤوا منازلهم معترفين بفضل ربهم العظيم وقالوا الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله لقد جاءت رسل ربنا بالحق ونودوا أن تلكم الجنة أورثتموها بما كنتم تعملون. And the people of paradise, after they enter paradise and they take their places and they confess the grace and the great bounty of their Lord, they say, all praise and thanks is to Allah, the one who has guided us to this. And we could have never been guided had it not been for the guidance of Allah. Verily, the messengers of our Lord have came with the truth, and then they are called out. This is your paradise that you have inherited because of the actions that you used to do. The Shaykh, he just has a very short portion. We read, فجمع في هذه الآيات بين الإخبار باعترافهم وثنائهم على الله بنعمه وفضله حيث وصلوا إلى هذه المنازل العالية وبين ذكر السبب الذي أوصلهم إلى ذلك بمن الله عليهم به هو العمل الصالح الذي هو الإيمان وعمالهم. So he says, Allah has gathered in this verse here between informing that they have admitted and confessed and praised Allah Azza wa Jalla for the bounties and blessings, and that they have reached these lofty high statuses and ranks only from the favor of Allah. And also has gathered between this and the mention of the reason that reached them and that caused them to reach there, and that is the grace of Allah upon them, and that they had performed the righteous actions, and that is faith and the deeds and actions of faith. The Shaykh, he says, فَنَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى أَنْ يَمُنَّ عَلَيْنَا بِالْإِيمَانِ الصَّادِقِ وَلَا يَكِلَنَا إِلَىٰ أَنْفُسِنَا طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ وَلَا يُزِيغَ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَانَا وَيَهَبَ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْهُ رَحْمَةً إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْوَهَّابُ. So the Shaykh, he made dua closing this book, and he said, and we ask Allah the Most High to bestow upon us the bounty of true faith, and that He will, and to not entrust us to our souls for the blink of an eye, and that He will not cause our hearts to deviate after guiding us, and that He will bestow upon us mercy from Himself. Verily, He is the One, He is Al-Wahhab. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما. وقال ذلك وكتب العبد الفقير إلى الله عبد الرحمن بن ناصر بن عبد الله بن ناصر السعدي غفر الله له ولوالديه ولجميع المسلمين. يعني, and he mentioned the date. ورقم في ثماني ذي الحجة سنة 74,300 هجريا والحمد لله رب العالمين. With that, we have finished this beneficial work, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept these gatherings from us and to make this work beneficial for us, and to make the knowledge that we have learned approved for us and not against us, and to make us from those whom He guides them by way of their faith, and to make us from those who are thankful in times of prosperity, and from those who are patient in times of the grant of success, to seek sincere repentance and to give us a good ending. And inshallah, tomorrow we will begin another small treatise by Shaykh Abdul Rahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di. It is Al-Wasa'il al-Mufida lil-Hayat al-Sa'ida. Hadha wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.